From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. The literary work of Donald Goins probably receives little, if any, attention in literature courses and book clubs around the country, yet the Detroit-born storyteller sold well over 5 million novels during his life, a life plagued by drug addiction and prison time. Donald Goins, born in 1936, wrote his first book, Behind Bars, and would go on to write 15 more after his release. All of his stories, in some form or another, deal with the harsh realities of street life. This year marks the 30th anniversary of his death, and his legacy is capsulized in a new book titled Low Road, The Life and Legacy of Donald Goins. Acclaimed freelance writer and editor Eddie Allen Jr. wrote the book. He joins us now from WDET in Detroit. Eddie, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by acknowledging the fact that Donald Goins has posthumously reached a significant audience. So who's reading his books today?
Primarily, there are newer generations of young folks from their teens to their mid-20s and early 30s. He has steadily been read by the prison population because presumably, so many of the inmates can relate to the stories and the issues that he addresses. And the fact that there is just an increasing interest in the overall genre of street fiction, or urban literature, as I prefer to call it. There's even academia. There's folks from just about all walks who are taking a peek at Donald Goins and those who he influenced.
Where would you place Donald Goins in the realm of black fiction writers historically?
You don't generally hear folks speaking of him in the terms of those that you hear them speak when they refer to the more quote-unquote legitimate authors. But he was seminal in that he helped almost single-handedly spawn the generations of rap artists who rap about street life and urban life, whether they lived it or not.
You know, but he did, though, didn't he? Donald Goins actually lived the life that he wrote about.
Absolutely. Not to a T. There is no evidence from my research that he did some of the more heinous and destructive things that his characters have done. To our knowledge, he never murdered anyone. He was convicted of attempted armed robbery, burglaries, things of that nature. And of course, essentially lifelong through his adult life, drug addiction. But a lot of what he did not do, it's fair to say that he witnessed in the streets. And a lot of that is what he contributed through his writing to the legacy now that is urban popular culture, as manifest in the rap music, in the new genre, the writers who are influenced by the rap artists and the writers who were influenced by reading Donald Goins.
It was almost serendipitous that you were able to meet a relative of his to help you get started, someone who contributed greatly to giving you letters and telling you personal stories and turning you on to other relatives. Tell us briefly about how that came about.
I was familiar with his work from growing up here in Detroit myself. I didn't read a whole lot of it, but it always struck me as just something very vivid. You could read a paragraph or two from the book Dope Fiend, for example, which is probably his biggest, in terms of what you determine as a classic, a street classic. The descriptions of the process of tying off a vein and shooting heroin into the vein. It's stuff that stuck with you. And I remembered that sort of thing, although I hadn't read his books and never even thought about writing his life story. When I ran into his nephew, Charles Glover, it was just sort of something that I was doing in between jobs.
Criticisms, we should mention. Some have suggested that his writings are akin to what we saw in the 70s with the emergence of the so-called blaxploitation films. Fair or not fair?
Well, it's fair that the characters were based on essentially the same prototypes. It's not fair that Donald Goins' characters be assigned the same sort of limited characteristics that the blaxploitation characters, what I mean when I say that Donald Goins' characters were actually more multidimensional in his stories. He presented the background sometimes, it was a lot like his own personal life. It was a kid, a teenager who maybe had the upbringing of a two-parent home and middle-class income and some privilege, who unfortunately made some bad choices and was ultimately a captive of those bad choices, dwindling into heroin addiction or whatever the life may be, prison, crime, all sorts of calamities that come along with street life. Donald Goins, I think, showed the painful side of those choices.
Perhaps it would be a fitting end to the interview, Eddie, to talk about the unfitting end, if that's the right way to say it, of Donald Goins' life. He was murdered in a case that never was completely solved. And I know that even you too attempted to, perhaps in trying to get some closure for this, went to the Detroit Memorial Cemetery looking for his gravesite and headstone, something that you say in the book that you never found. So his life ends on in a question or in some mystery, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's a sad but sort of a fitting thing, because even now there are some who would not even acknowledge it as a literary legacy in the true sense. But his life was incomplete. He was trying to get right. The quote that I include, he wanted to get off of heroin after all the years he had used it. He wanted to take care of his family, and he wanted to do some things that, unfortunately, when he was murdered, he had not quite turned the corner to be able to do. And with that murder being unsolved 30 years later, it's just really left, I think, to his readers, who he wanted to leave the legacy of understanding that his life was not necessarily a life to be imitated. They can sort of complete it if they learn those lessons, I think, from his mistakes.
We've been talking with Eddie Allen Jr., who joined us from WDET in Detroit. He is the author of the book Low Road, The Life and Legacy of Donald Goins. For more on Eddie Allen Jr. and Donald Goins, log on to our website at npr.org. Eddie, thanks for the book and thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.